Welcome to the 17th episode of Words for Wednesday, a weekly moment to center and reflect. I'm Dara, your disembodied voice and guide. What is mantra? A mantra is a word or sound used to aid meditation, a way of concentrating the mind on the present moment. Mantras are repetitive sounds. You can chant them, say them to yourself silently, or listen to them. The word mantra is composed of two parts, man, which means mind, and tra, which means transport or vehicle. In other words, a mantra is a tool of the mind. A mantra I love is Satnam, used in Kundalini Yoga. It means, I am truth. Truth is my identity, true name or true vibration. You get the idea. Do you feel like you're floating at times and unsure of reality? Don't oppress your mind with burdened thoughts. The power of mantra can be used in daily life, even when not engaged in meditation, as a way to connect to the present moment. I created a couple mantras for myself. They return me to the skeleton of who I am and my potential. So when self-doubt, vices, or the lesser levels of myself emerge, I have a tool of the mind. I'd like to share them with you. One is, I am Dara and I strive for greatness. Sounds silly to say to others, but those words, especially when repeated in strong cadence, brings my potential to the forefront and blocks out the inner and outer noises. I feel its power, its vibration. I have another one in the form of a question. It prevents me from going down a path that is below myself. I simply ask, who do you want to be? I never want to be less than myself. So my mind becomes clear. Question to consider. Are you skeptical of mantra or find the idea of simple sounds to be silly? Or have you used a mantra before and found it to be helpful? Activity invitation. Try out a mantra this week. Perhaps adapt one from sayings or words you enjoy, or adopt an existing one. One as simple as Om. Make sure it speaks to you so that you can easily speak it. Etch it into your mind so that this tool can present itself whenever most needed. I hope these words could be heard in the place you are at the moment. If not, listen again later or simply wait for the next episode of Words for Wednesday.